You're listening to SBS News.
The red color alert, which indicates to everybody that they need to go immediately into shelters, which we have done. Yes, what we are hearing now.
Israeli politician Itzhak Shai speaking as missiles from militant groups in Gaza land in southern Israel or are blown up in the air by Israel's Iron Dome defense system. Dozens of targets were struck by the Israeli forces in return, including militant sites that they said were concealed in homes or residential areas. Israeli army jets also targeted what they said was a building in Gaza from which Hamas's cyber unit operated. The Palestinian death toll is reported to have reached at least 23, including two pregnant women and two babies. The rockets that landed in Israel have claimed the lives of at least four Israelis and brought life to a standstill. Andrea Cohen is a mother of four who emigrated to the town of Sderot in southern Israel 7 years ago. She says it's frightening for her family.
I have four children and one on the way, which I expect any day. And although it's not new, it's still very scary for us. The children don't sleep well at night. Even if it's not the sound of Qassams, they're afraid of every little noise. They're afraid to use the bathroom. They're afraid to play outside as regular children.
On the other side of the border, Gazan resident Allah Abu Absa spent Sunday clearing the debris inside her property in the aftermath of the airstrikes.
There was a lot of bombing. The neighbors were affected a lot. The street scene was indescribable. People were afraid and terrified and running, and everyone was looking for their children. Nobody was able to see others, and after the first rocket hit, everyone started screaming. Children and adults. When the building collapsed, nobody was able to see one another.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says Hamas are paying what he calls a heavy price for its rocket attacks against Israel. Mr. Netanyahu says Hamas will be held accountable not only for its own militant actions, but also for that of the Islamic Jihad, which operates under its jurisdiction in Gaza. Khaled El-Gindi is a non-resident fellow in the Center for Middle East Policy at the Brookings Institution in America. He told Al Jazeera that for many years, the international community, Israeli leaders, the US, and even the Palestinian leadership have been in denial over the causes of the conflict.
The only way out of this situation is to find a way to normalize life in Gaza. And life cannot proceed normally. We have so many reports by the United Nations and others that basically Gaza is unlivable for the 2 million people who live there.
U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says Israel is only doing what's necessary to protect its citizens.
This is terrible. The Israelis have every right to protect the sovereignty of their nation, and I hope that we can return to the ceasefire that had been in place for weeks and had been holding significantly before this.
However, Khaled El-Gindi says the U.S. has stepped back from the peace process and become a bystander, with no active involvement in the Middle East other than strong support for Israel. He believes the Palestinian Authority and Hamas need to find a way to work together.
The only way out of this situation is to find a way to normalize life in Gaza. And life cannot proceed normally. We have so many reports by the United Nations and others that basically Gaza is unlivable for the 2 million people who live there.
Local media are reporting that a ceasefire brokered by the UN, Qatar and Egypt has been agreed. Alan Lee, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.